This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Militia fighters are apparently still in control of an important Shiite shrine in Najaf this morning, despite an agreement yesterday to turn it over. Followers of rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr agreed to remove their weapons from the Imam Ali shrine and give the keys to moderate Shiite clerics, but today fighters remain in the compound and it's unclear whether or when they might leave. Joining us now from Baghdad is Rajiv Chandrasekaran of The Washington Post. Rajiv, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to talk to you this morning, Scott.
And Rajiv, I gather the keys haven't been turned over. What do we know about the situation inside the mosque?
That's correct. Keys have not yet been turned over. Aides to Muqtada al-Sadr said they tried to hand over the keys of the mosque to representatives of Iraq's top Shiite cleric, the Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani. But Sistani's representatives have refused to accept the keys until Sadr's supporters leave the shrine. Sadr's aides are saying that a delegation of Sistani's office should come and inspect the shrine to certify that its treasures haven't been looted. But Sistani's representatives have said they won't do that. They say it's too dangerous to travel to the shrine. So right now, we're at an impasse. American military commanders and Iraq's interim government remain hopeful, though, that a handover can still be worked out and have kept offensive operations in the area on hold for now, hopeful that some sort of handover still could take place later today.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to tell, Rajiv, how many militia are still in the shrine? What's happened to their weapons? Do they seem to be bracing for a battle, or are they looking to surrender and walk out?
Well, Scott, despite overnight reports that some militiamen have left, it certainly appears clear that there's still hundreds of Sadr's supporters inside the shrine. Many of their weapons have been removed or hidden from public view, leading many to believe that they might be used later. Sadr's spokesmen say that the people in the shrine are simply there to protect the building. It's a different story outside the shrine, though, as hundreds of armed militiamen continue to roam the streets in that surrounding community.
Well, Rajiv Chandrasekaran of the Baghdad bureau chief of the Washington Post. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll continue to monitor the situation with you.